here I am in, it's March the 19th, is it? It's 19th of March, and here I am in Prem, in North Thailand, in a really nice location. I have a group of 25 teachers in front of me who are all quiet, but just to prove they're here, I'm going to see if they'll make any noise. Okay, there's one or two that are really unruly, but they're sat at the front unusually. And I'm here with Newton's mother. Hello.
Hello.
What? Actually, I don't know what your full name is.
Maria Newton.
Okay. So I'm here with Maria Newton, and you may have heard of her son, who in later life becomes Sir Isaac, right? Did you call him Isaac as a young boy?
No, Izzy.
You called him Izzy?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was he like? What is he like? Because he's a young boy now.
Well, as a child, he's quite precocious, and he doesn't really get on very well with other people. He's always claiming that he saw something first or did it first. He's not really, but he's a nice boy and quite intelligent.
Does he have any aspirations? What did he want to be when he grows up?
He keeps talking about being some sort of hope for the future world, but I'm not quite sure. Maybe an adventurer or explorer.
Is he bright? Do you think he's bright?
No.
Socializer?
No, he doesn't really like getting on with other people. He doesn't like talking to other people.
Okay, well, that's the end of that interview, and I'm going to step into my time capsule now, into the TARDIS. Only a few people might know what the TARDIS is. I'm going to go forward 50 years, and Newton's mum has aged a lot more since then, and I'm going to ask her again how her son turned out. So, Meryl?
Maria.
Maria, welcome back again. If you remember, we met 50 years ago.
Oh, I don't know. My memory's not what it was, dear.
But so how did Izzy turn out?
Well, you know, he now likes to be known as Isaac, and he was quite successful. Perhaps, you know, he's more intelligent than I thought he was when he was a young man. And, you know, he's still claiming that he's done all sorts of things that other people also claim to have done first. But people seem to quite like him now and think that he's a success in the world of science and mathematics.
I understand he eats a lot of fruit. He has some favourite fruit. Is that right?
Yeah, he quite likes strawberries, but not so keen on apples.
Okay. Okay, Mrs. Newton, thank you very much for sharing your time with us all.